Good evening. Welcome to the Elder's Corner. I'm Elder John Willis from Sovereign Grace Assembly. And if you are a frequent follower of the Elder's Corner, you'll go, where's Elder Steve? Well, he's had a rather busy couple days, and I told him I would jump in here tonight for him. I wanted to talk to you about the sea. But before I do, I'd like to point out a couple of things. Today is the Marine Corps birthday. So for all my Marine friends out there, happy birthday. Tomorrow, November 11th, is Veterans Day. So I want to thank all the veterans out there for their service. And I, personally, as a veteran myself, I appreciate what you've all done. Now, besides the Marine Corps being founded in 1775, an event happened 45 years ago today that bears on what we're talking about tonight. 45 years ago, at approximately 7:39 p.m., which would be 20 minutes ago, the SS Edmund Fitzgerald, the largest freighter ever to ply the Great Lakes, sank 17 miles off of West Point in Lake Superior. All 29 men on board perished. They were caught in a storm with 60 mile an hour winds and 10 foot waves. And it's not known what happened to Fitzgerald. It's known that it broke up. It lies at the bottom of Lake Superior in at least two pieces. But did it break up as it was sinking? Did it break up and that caused it to sink? We don't know. We'll never know. What we do know is that all 29 men on board were killed. So, what does that have to do with us? Well, I want to read you something. Something about the sea. This was written by Miles McGee, a pastor from Scotland. Miles writes, Mark 4:35-41. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now, you have to understand, there are a number of storm stories in the Bible. Mark 4:35-41 is not the least of them. Jesus had told his disciples they were going to the other side of the lake. But in the midst of the journey, a ferocious storm blew in and the disciples panicked. They forgot that Jesus had spoken and had given his word. What word? The word about going to the other side. That was the Lord's promise to them. What we can learn from this, however, is that between the providing of the promise and the provision of the promise can be a problem. And it's there, amidst the problem, that Jesus demonstrates his divine power and majesty. It's there, during the storms of life, that he also tests us to show us whether or not we believe in his word, his majesty, his deity, and his absolute power. But something worse than the fact that Jesus leads him into the storm is in the midst of the storm, he goes to sleep. Have you ever been in a storm and it seems as if Jesus has forgotten you? It seems like he's sleeping. This describes you. Don't panic. The storm may have come, but Jesus hasn't gone anywhere. He's right with you. May we not be like the disciples. They forgot that Jesus was in the boat with them. They were in his presence. They got this. They forgot that he was there. They forgot his word to them. They forgot that they were going to the other side. But you know the story. The disciples have a panic attack. Jesus with the cruelest of words. Don't you care that we're about to perish? Have you ever thought that Jesus didn't care for you? One look at Calvary will expose the error of that thinking. See him there, suspended between heaven and earth, bearing our curse. See him there, the dying lamb, the interceptor of the wrath of God. How can you imagine that he doesn't care for you? Then, in one of the greatest scenes of the Bible, the creator of the universe arises from his sleep, stretches himself to his full height, and rebukes the storm and tells it to hush. The winds got quiet, the waves got quiet, and even Peter got quiet. The disciples knew that they were in the presence of sovereign majesty. It's no wonder that they ask, "Behold, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey him?" And it's no wonder that they were amazed. Jesus had just given them a revelation of his deity. These men would have known the Old Testament scripture, and now they're beginning to connect the dots. They were beginning to see that when Jesus calmed the storm, he was demonstrating that he was the Lord, the Almighty Yahweh of Psalm 107. Here's what it says. They that go down into the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distress. He makes the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he brings them into their desired haven. Here once more we are faced with the incontestable proof that the Jesus of the New Testament is the Yahweh of the Old. In the Old Testament, it is Yahweh to whom the people cry in the storm. But to whom did they cry in the new? They cried for Jesus. For Jesus and Yahweh are one and the same. He wants us to look to him, especially in times of trouble. Times of trouble. We all have them. As I said, Elder Stephen has been busy the last couple of days. He has been up in Columbus for the funeral of his grandmother's husband. I saw him this afternoon at the funeral home for a young lady who passed away here just a few days ago. And as we tried to comfort her family, the only comfort that there was the fact that this young lady was a Christian. And while her family and her friends are grieving because of her being taken from us, there is also joy that she's no longer in pain, that she is with her Lord and Savior in heaven right now. So, next time you are in trouble, next time you call us, next time you're at your wit's end, just remember Jesus hasn't left you. If you are in fact saved, if you are a Christian, then no matter what this world throws at you, you have that faith, that knowledge, that, as James said, this life is but a vapor. And you're spending eternity with the one who loves you, the one who died for you. So with that, I'll just remind you that tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, here on Facebook, we'll have our Wednesday night Bible study. And I ask that you would pray for the family of this young lady who passed away, as her funeral is tomorrow. Pray that God's comfort and peace would be with them. And for now, go serve your King.